Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or perhaps you just want to better understand the publishing industry. So I used to work at a coffee shop in New Haven where we had two sizes of coffee, small and large, 12 and 16 ounces. And every day, dozens of times a day, some people would come in and say, "Give me a coffee." And I'd say, "Small or large?" And I would say, at least half the time, they would say, "Medium." And then I would explain that we had two sizes, and I would show them the size of cups, and they would reluctantly choose one. But everybody wanted to be right in the middle. Nobody wanted to be on the extremes.
Is this like a diet thing?
I think it's like a cultural thing where like nobody wants to be an outlier.
Oh, interesting. Okay, they want to be right. Maybe it's interesting.
Or maybe it's a commitment phobic thing. I don't know what it is.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be a self perception issue.
Listeners, if you have any insight into the medium coffee thing, we would love to hear from you.
podcast@microcosmpublishing.com. Really need to know the answer to this, and we can't be bothered to Google it. Thank you.
I don't even know how that would be Googleable. Anyway, today...
You'd Google why do people want a medium coffee.
What's our topic for today?
So this week, we are going to follow up with our previous episodes, What is the Midlist?, with How Does One Plant Themselves on the Midlist?, with a review of Damn, Why Didn't I Write That?, How Ordinary People Are Raking in $100,000 or More Writing Nonfiction Books, and How You Can Too.
By Mark McCutcheon.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, first, I just want to acknowledge for people who cannot see this book because they're listening, this book has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or no, that's the same as that one.
4, 5, 6
different fonts, 7 different fonts on the cover, and the cover, you just heard the title, so you know that the title is a little cheesy and promising big, and the cover also has thumbnails of a ton of other books like Who Moved My Cheese, and The Duct Tape Book, and Rajat's Super Thesaurus Second Edition. So, you know, you can maybe make a judgment of this book. However, we are here to tell you that this is probably the second best publishing book that we would recommend, other than A People's Guide to Publishing, if anyone is looking into going into writing or self-publishing a book.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I can confirm that there are 7 different fonts, plus a number of additional fonts on the reprinted book covers on the book cover of this meta book cover.
Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun.
I own that book, and I received it as a gag gift to clear my good name. But I would also like to point out that this book contains horrendous drop shadows and just about every other design no-no that you would tell somebody designing a book cover not to do. And it was originally published in, I want to say 1997, but I'm kind of expecting to read 1967. 2001. So I was close.
All right, so we thoroughly roasted this book design. What makes this book good?
Well, this is the rare book where it actually tells you essentially the premise of what we laid out in the last episode, that by finding a vacant niche and writing a book that actually services the interests and needs of people that read in that niche, that you can have a very successful book, you know, that sells over 100,000 copies, because it's not a matter of your notoriety or fame or, you know,
education.
You need to be credible in the sense that you need to actually research the book and do a good job of reiterating facts and supporting evidence, but you don't need to be like a doctor of anthropology to write a book that lays out a case for something in a subject that there are more people seeking books in that subject than writing books in that subject.
In fact, the title of chapter 5 is Why You Don't Need a College Degree.
Oh,
I love that.
I'm all set.
But it's got really really good advice, honestly. Like, it is a little bit framed in a way of promising big. Like, there are like 6 whole pages, just lists of Midlist books and how many copies they sold. But like, if you're able to temper your expectations somewhat, you kind of can't do better than just kind of like the very realistic evaluation of like, what kind of book should you write? How do you evaluate your idea? How do you pitch your idea? What do you need to make your book happen? Like, do you need an agent? And then also it talks about like, yeah, how to write a proposal, a query letter, how to negotiate your book contract, how to promote your book. And then a bunch of tips about like actually writing the book. But as we all know, that is important. But it is, you know, the long, unglamorous slog, whereas the bulk of your strategy needs to be in all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think this is sort of the problem, is that, you know, most people, when they envision a book, they envision themselves writing the great American novel, or they envision themselves making an artistic creation, and those are generally the kind of things that then saturate the market, you know, that you don't need yet another version of "these are my road trip stories by me." And, you know, people really are reading a book because of what they're getting out of it. And, you know, in some cases that is like a escape foray in a fantasy novel, and in some cases that is
Gone with the Grits gourmet cookbook.
Excellent example, Ellie.
It's on the cover of the damn Why Didn't I Write That? Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
And, you know, this is kind of the thing. You know, if you approach this the wrong way, this could make you, like, a pretty grumpy, miserly publisher and or author, because, you know, you see the things that are successful, and you see your own sales, and you kind of begin to wonder, why am I here instead of there? But, you know, I think that really the powerful lesson here is, like, you don't need to give up your values, and you don't need to make things that you don't believe in. But by understanding this frame to think under, you can have very helpful, popular, successful books.
Yeah, I think what I like about this book is that I think a lot of writing and publishing books kind of lead you down the path that the rest of the world wants to lead you down to, which is that, like, your idea should transcend commercialism. But honestly, like, being commercial is the way that you connect with readers. Right. And this book teaches you how to do that, and it doesn't beat around the bush. And I find that to be refreshing, because, like, even if your book looks cheesy, like, a cheesy-looking book that reaches hundreds of thousands of readers is going to have way more of an impact on the world than a beautiful, profound literary novel that reaches 100 readers. So, you know, maybe you can have the thing that, like, is meaningful to you and reaches the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a skill that you can learn. Mark McCutcheon, damn, why didn't I write that? We'll put a link in the, what is it called? In the show notes. Mm-hmm. At least on YouTube. I don't know if you can see that on our podcasts.
Maybe, yeah. We'll figure it out one day.
We're still learning.
When we become young people again. Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.